Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 14th on the West Coast, now April 15th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. So nice to have you with us this evening. We had a great show last night with Greg Pappas, and got a lot of interesting responses from people. We were talking about some legal issues and putting them in reference to spiritual connotations. And to make a long story short, if you missed last night's show, we dealt with the issues of the stealing of our land and the bank corruption and how it applies to law. And we were talking about looking at the simplicity of these illusions that are before us, that we accept as a reality. We expect that when we hear something from the government, they're going to start telling us the truth. And nothing can be further from the truth than that reality. They are lying in everything that is publicized for your consumption. It's called propaganda. It even goes into the realm of mind control. And we had quite an interesting talk, and we came to some interesting conclusions that we're going to actually expound upon on next week's show. So I look forward to that. Now, for the rest of this week, tomorrow evening I've got Ken Adachi. On Thursday, I have Dr. Christopher Holmes, who also has a show on BBS Radio, and he is a very spiritual man. Even though he's trained in psychology, he is looking at many of the things going on in the world, especially here in America. And he has his own show on BBS Radio on Saturdays. I've been a guest on his show, and we've had a long-standing invitation, so we're happy to have him with us this Thursday. Friday night, Jim Murray, and we'll be discussing power again and getting into some technology. Now, with that, I want to bring on tonight's guest. He has been on the show many, many times. He is an environmental scientist, a health consultant, an herbalist, a historian, and a musician. And he's my good friend, Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Don. Good morning. Thank you. Great to be back.
I know you've probably been following what's been happening lately. And I did want to discuss health issues this evening, which we've been promising our listening audience we would talk about. And with all the chaos that's been going on, there have been a few stories creeping through the cracks. One is a new virus that has come out, or it might be a bacteria. Let's put it that way. It's a form of infection, and it's a virulent virus or bacteria that I can't name. I don't have the name. I heard it, and I think it was mispronounced when this information came out. But this is another one of the flesh-eating bacterias that are so common.
It's back.
This is a new one, though. And
We haven't heard much of the old one in a while.
Are you referring to Ebola or...
Well, no, there was one that was out in the news a few years back now. It's been a while. It's been quiet. And apparently, it eats your flesh, and you can be dead within a few days.
Yeah. Well, there are diseases like that going around now. And, of course, they're denied at every corner. But it's been getting some publicity. And we've been talking about chemtrails, and we've been talking about the toxins in the foods and in the water and in the air, the pollutants. And of course, we have the medical community to thank for their wonderful many thousands of miracle drugs that have more side effects than they do solutions. In fact, you know, you risk death with many of the side effects. It's ridiculous that these things are out there, but I guess they have to make these disclaimers knowing full well that they can't even be sued due to much of the legislation that's been brought out and the corruption behind it.
Sure.
These people are all, yeah, they're all making money off the stock, so they're not going to put a halt to many of the claims. So we can get on point here. What are you hearing from your perspective, the people you're talking to? Because I know a lot of people call you to share, you know, what they're experiencing health wise. What kind of things are you seeing in a pattern or, you know?
Well, I just had a case of Lyme disease, Don, and apparently Lyme has gotten a lot more severe too, where it can kill you in just a short span of time now. So something's going on where the existing diseases seem to be ramping up with their ability to do a lot of body damage all the way to the point of actually killing you. And of course, there's Morgellons, which still a lot of people haven't heard of, except for, you know, your audience and shows like this. But otherwise, the public really hasn't even heard of Morgellons yet. And that one is still a very strange disease. And no, one thing's for sure, a lot of sick people, more and more, a lot of sick people out there. And so it's not good. I do have some cases where it's a compounded problem, infections and other related problems, some kind of maybe poisoning, not sure the source of it. And one case, the person had it since childhood, and now they're around 50, so they've had it most of their lives. And pretty serious with all the symptoms. For example, and she lives right there in California, up in California. And she told me that she ran into one friend in the health biz, a close friend, about 6-7 months ago. And she said, "Michael, I'm a California girl, on the beach, in the bikini, always in great shape." And that's how her life's been. And she runs into this, her health started going downhill about 7 months ago, runs into this friend. And she said the friend was so concerned about how unhealthy she looked. And so then just a month later, another person, same thing, hadn't seen her in a long time and was like very concerned because her obvious health didn't look good. And now, after about, oh gosh, maybe 5 months, is it that long? 4 or 5 months of using my products, she ran into that friend, and I don't even think it's been maybe 4 months, maybe. And she said the friend was stunned. The first friend, her female friend in the health biz, totally stunned, like, "Wow, you look phenomenal. Holy smokes, what are you doing? Incredible." And then she ran into this other friend shortly after that, a male friend that she barely sees anymore. And he, at the same time, was totally stunned, too. Like, "Wow, incredible, you look great. Wow, what are you doing?" And so, even though her symptoms and conditions, one was clearly an infection, the other had a guess as to what kind of poisoning exposure it was. Was it through foods over time or environmental in some form, whether air or some kind of radiation? But nonetheless, Don, infection killer, system toner, dragon juice, and now She's been using Cancer Blaster for approximately 4 weeks, and she's just doing fantastic. And she's almost 100%. The symptoms that are remaining are very minor. All the major ones are gone, and it won't be long before she's 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, we hear that from many of the people we talk to, similar results. And the listening audience has heard my testimony. So
thank you.
That's par for the course.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Don. And this local incident with this girl with Lyme, she told me she had Lyme for about 2 weeks, where the symptoms were had her laid up for the most part, and they've had her on antibiotics. And every day her health was still deteriorating, even on that antibiotics, getting weaker and weaker. And she told me she felt like she was really dying, and this was after she was doing much better. She didn't tell me this prior when she first came to me. So I set her up with the infection killer, and of course, big doses, don't mess around, be aggressive. And she called me 6 hours later after stopping by and getting some. She goes, I can't get over the improvement already. A lot of the symptoms are already gone. 2 days later, which was yesterday, she called me, and she basically said, Michael, thank you for saving my life. I was literally dying, and it's amazing how great I feel already. She said, I'm not 100% yet, but I can't get over in 2 days. I mean, I'm almost perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
so, yes, Don, it's a great thing.
Now, I wanted to address the issue of Morgellons and the bird flu. About a month ago, and I think it was just a day or two after the last time you were on the show, there was a comment made by another talk show host, we'll say, talking about Morgellons and that they had heard there was a complaint filed with the CDC. For those out there that aren't familiar with those letters, that's the Center for Disease Control. I find that a very interesting name that they've given that agency. It's not disease eradication or
right.
or anything like that. It's control. They want to control disease.
Yep.
Okay, so they're you know, they've been in denial for years about Morgellons, despite the fact that they've been notified. There is major research going on at some places. I think it's the University of Oklahoma that was conducting some research, we'll say, and that had its ups and downs. It's always an issue of funding. There are some states like Texas where Morgellons is rampant, and there are waiting lines in the hospitals to get treatment, and yet you're hearing nothing major about it until very recently, and this was about a month ago or so, where ABC came out with a story on Morgellons, and then all the major networks, you know, these were, you know, 2-3 minute exposés, just mentioning the name, mentioning the word, because it was
mainstream, huh?
Yeah, yeah. But they did not go into what causes it. You know, it was this mystery disease, and they too then announced that the CDC said that they were going to have to look into it. Well, they know damn well what it is.
Sounds like a fear agenda there.
Yeah, exactly. And there are some people that have overcome it, that, you know, through a variety of holistic methods. And I think those numbers are low because what these people are being told about the disease, number one, when it's being diagnosed, and then when it's being treated, they're not hearing the truth about it. So, you know, there were people like yourself and Ken Adachi, Dr. Bill Deagle, even myself, that brings this issue up quite a bit, and I'm not afraid to talk about it because I knew from the outset that it was contained or being induced by what they put in chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's something else to consider here, as far as delivery.
Mm-hmm.
chemtrails, very possible. But let's not overlook open borders, because from my experience treating 3 cases of Morgellons, actually 4, but the guy in Massachusetts didn't follow up with me, so I haven't heard back from him. Mm-hmm. The 3 that I've kept in good rapport with, and they all successfully got cleaned up. It's apparently a bot fly, so there may be more than one kind of Morgellons, because I've heard other shows with their experts and trying to figure out this thing, and the fiber coming out of the skin is synthetic, but from my experience, it appears to be a bot fly of in origin, possibly genetically manipulated a bit to make it more severe, and maybe compounded it with another pathogen where they have a symbiotic relationship going on, but it'll do a double whammy on the host. And but other than that, it appears to be a bot fly as far as the origin of the disease goes. And it's nesting. It's very small, microscopic, practically, and it's nesting inside hollow cavities of the body, like the sinuses. Now, the bot fly is South America and Africa. Mm-hmm. That's its habitat. So this open border thing is very scary. And I was listening to a show earlier, and they were mentioning again the old world diseases showing back up within the United States, which we've eradicated pretty much a long time ago. TB, trichinosis, and leprosy. And yeah, so, you know, we could be seeing Morgellons coming in as well, just from the invasion coming up from the southern border, which our government isn't putting in check at all.
Yeah. Couldn't these diseases be also lab-produced? In other words,
sure. Like
especially, you know, the older ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question. Don, that's what I'm thinking as far as, you know, it's easy to exploit those third worlders more than it is Americans, because they're more naive, even though plenty of Americans are still that way. But, they could be infecting people down there, below, south of our country, and helping them get into our country to spread it all around. So that's also a scenario in which they're probably trying to expose us to more and more lethal diseases so they can get the American people just where they want, a sick, poor, and weak.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are sometimes... I suppose this happens to all of us. We're in the midst of a conversation, and we're saying something really deep, and we're thinking of a particular word that we'd like to use in the sentence, and we hit a brick wall. That happens from time to time, because I think, you know, when you're speaking from the heart and not from the mind, a lot of times the heart is searching for the word that really means what it's feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're speaking from the head, it's very easy to find words, and you generally don't speak very spiritually. That's not maybe, you know, 100% of the time, but in general, when you're not feeling or discerning what you're contemplating, let's say, like, if you're creating something or you're doing some work that requires a certain amount of attention, and creativity, maybe even problem solving, different situations. It seems that many people are starting to experience lapses of forgetfulness. Now, it goes beyond tripping over a word or searching for that particular word that you're trying to say, and you can't think of it. It might be 5 or 10 minutes later that finally that word comes to you, you know. When you stop trying to search for it, it comes out. It's like, here I am.
What age group people are you referring to with this?
Well, I'm seeing this in different ages, different age groups. This is generally something considered to be a sign of senility, mm-hmm. or or somebody who is being affected by some stage of Alzheimer's, and yet there's a younger group of people, you know, from let's say 35 up. I'm hearing this just, you know, by observing what people are saying, and I don't want to get into grammatical ignorance and that, because there maybe are some people out there that are taking an interest in things, and when they're expressing themselves, they're not necessarily showing they have a whole lot of education, or if they did, you know, they got through by the skin of their teeth. But I'm speaking more, because that's a certain mindset in and of itself. When I'm speaking about the people that are generally very lucid, and they're describing this condition of forgetting, you know, you'll be in the midst of a conversation, and they'll say, I forgot what I was going to say. Or, you know, they, like, totally leave the conversation that they're involved in. And wow. when they come back, I'm seeing this a lot.
Really?
I'm hearing it on some talk shows, on some call-in shows. I might watch a couple of minutes of news on TV, and I'll listen to an interview on the sidewalk. And or there may be some special show where they're talking about these types of disabilities that are starting to show up. And I consider them disabilities because something, you know, the person is obviously being affected by something, and this seems to be a permanent condition, because nothing's being done to correct it, is what I'm getting to.
Yes.
Now, have you heard of that at all? And I hope I'm
described,
you know.
Right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I'm seeing it in some younger people, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I would say, age, you know, what age does Alzheimer's start? It's different times with different people.
A senior,
you know,
thing,
yeah.
As I would say. But, you know, Don, it's not surprising that it's, if this kind of symptom is manifesting in younger people now, because you have to be so on guard for protecting your health. Whatever you eat and drink, let alone controlling the airspace you're breathing in, and how mm-hmm. much of that can you control, where you have clean, crisp air, that's not easy at all. But controlling your water and your food is definitely more controllable. And we have to be careful, because we're bombarded by chemicals, all kinds of chemicals. And that's, like Alzheimer's, been suspected that it's chlorine-related, aluminum-related, people cooking with aluminum utensils, or drinking water with chlorine.
Or fluoride. I mean, you know, what about sodium fluoride? Doesn't
sure.
that...
Possibly a fluoride issue as well, Don? Mm-hmm. It's reported that it makes you lethargic with fluoride. You get more of a attitude of apathy towards things, but
mm-hmm.
the memory of lacking its proper continuity, that's sure, that's very possible too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It may be that it causes sort of an artificial disconnect of the synapses that
mm-hmm.
that allow those other faculties to sort of automatically process. And I hear these people say, they always say, oh, I forgot what I was going to say, or I always forget. I always forget everything. I can't remember what I did. I mean, I've had days like that, you know.
Oh, sure. I mean, once in a while, especially when you have a lot on your mind and you're running around crazy, sure, but in order for it to be a commonplace thing, then it's a concern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see this, well, you know, maybe it's a combination of factors, too. It's not necessarily that these people are suffering a, well, I used the word disability a couple of minutes ago. You know, it could be a vitamin deficiency
mm-hmm.
because of the things they're eating, even though they think they may be eating healthy things, there's something thrown in there in the mix that's that's working the same way. As an example, you know, if they're using aspartame, that's mm-hmm. definitely going to affect their nervous system, and I would think, you know, their electromagnetic nature, it would have to.
Sure.
You know, and so that certainly could affect one's mental capacity. Now, when we talk about aspartame, I guess we should use those names that make up aspartame. You know, NutraSweet and Sweet and Low, and I don't even know all the names of them. But the artificial sweeteners that are sold as low-cal additives for your drinks, you know, low-cal sweeteners, in this case, aspartame is a rat poison. It's developed as such. And it was made sweet as a lure to get the rats to eat it. Mm-hmm. And it attacks their nervous system.
So let's put it in people's food now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, people are willingly doing it, not knowing, you know, not really getting the message what it is.
Incredible. Yeah. Well, that's why you're out there, Don, and I take every opportunity, especially with the immediate family, raising up my nieces and nephews. Every time I see them, I'm always working with them. What are you chewing some gum? Does it have aspartame in it? What's that, Uncle Mark? Let me see that gum pack. Holy smokes, it's got aspartame. Spit that out. Make sure you never chew that again. And that's what we have to do. We have to continue to educate everybody the best we can one-on-one until at least we can help those immediate to us and keep them informed and educated, and hopefully they'll continue to spread the word. And that's basically all we can do, because the controlled Rockefeller media will not discuss this the way you do, Don. That's for sure, because they intentionally are putting it in our food. The Rockefeller cabal wants it in our food to keep us poisoned. MSG, just look at all the artificial coloring and flavors in all the food stuff, what I call laboratory foods.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Made in a laboratory, not grown on a tree out in nature. No, no, no. Laboratory. And it's all chemicals with sugar. That's mm-hmm. with a little bit of flour and some junk, and that's it. Chemicals and sugar. That's what people are eating out there that are not aware enough yet about what their health is, what food's supposed to be, and protect yourself. Don't drop your guard. Even if you're starving, don't eat it or drink it. Wait until you can get to a good source of nourishment, refreshments, and other than that, abstain. Don't even put it into the system, no matter how thirsty or hungry you are. You're going to be much better off living that way.
Mm-hmm. Now the so-called diet beverages have artificial sweetener in them, too. I mean, just the word artificial should raise a red flag. Or the word diet really means artificial. You know, that's my perception of it.
Well, not diet doesn't, but artificial for sure, Don. The word artificial on your food ingredient list, you should toss it right out as soon as you see that.
I mean, there may be some diet foods out there that have, let's say, fats removed or... You know, mm-hmm. some element that causes one to put on weight. So it's basically very low in certain kinds of nutrients. But in the case of the diet drinks, you know, they're using again the artificial sweetener is what? Aspartame, is it not? Or some derivative thereof. You know.
Yeah.
So when people are thinking about, well, okay, I won't use the blue or the yellow or the pink packs, okay? So what do they do when they order a beverage? They order a diet beverage and they have the same thing in there as if they had poured it out. The difference is it's been done for them.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know that.
Yeah, and it may even be in a higher amount, too. In fact, if they're consuming let's say, a 16-ounce container or a 12-ounce container of this particular beverage, they're getting more aspartame in them, I would venture to guess, than they would out of a little packet that they would put into a cup of coffee.
I would probably be concerned about that being a fact, sure, Don, but,
yeah.
You know, what I have, you know, based on what you're mentioning about this symptom that's getting more common with people of various age groups, I have noticed, thank God, it's not as frequent as I thought it might be by now. Thank God it isn't, because these people are mentally totally shot, frayed. They can't do anything for themselves. And their mind is constantly racing. From what I've been able to gather so far, their mind is just constantly racing. They can't stop it. It's just racing, racing with thought after thought after thought, whatever those thoughts may be. And they get to the point where then they can't focus on anything, can't retain any memory, and they're pretty much dysfunctional. It's that bad. And that's definitely an artificial chemical-induced disease. Probably aspartame, top of the list, and all the other chemicals associated with artificial flavoring and colorings that are in all the foods today. Because the exposure I've had to it with these people, these various cases, all in each situation, each case, their diets were terrible. Typical modern Western diet. Just all the junk laboratory food, that's what they subsist on day in, day out.
Now, are you including certain kinds of fast food in that too? Modern
Western diet. When I say that, that means all fast food. And junk laboratory foods, store-bought laboratory foods, and all fast foods.
Now, not that this isn't a worthwhile line of discussion. I wanted to touch upon some news that recently came out about the bird flu, another wave of these the fear mongers coming out with an increased concern about a bird flu pandemic. And this sudden appearance of several hundred thousand, maybe half a million caskets. I'm not sure of the exact amount, maybe 400,000 that were seen in Georgia, stacked up 20 high, covering several football fields.
Going back, I think, last fall when that report came out?
This was a recent account that I heard about a week ago, and the word is that the army that they're going to be activating in the United States is being trained to handle a pandemic, being told that this could last, let's say, 3 months. Now, I found that interesting because the last time you were on the show and several other times you've been on the show, you've brought up your intimate knowledge of an IBM document issued to the employees that they were going to be in quarantine for 12-week periods.
Yes, Don. Now, that was not issued to the employees. That was upper-level management only.
I see. I see.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they haven't even shared that with their employees. So their employees...
Well, I don't think they have a clue.
Yeah. Unless they're
and
listening.
This is going back, now, this document, Don, that you mentioned that I have, that's going back maybe 4 years already?
Mm-hmm.
4 years ago? So I doubt that they've informed their employees on any of this information, going to keep them totally in the dark. I mean, they're going to quarantine them right on the IBM premises indefinitely for all those that get infected. So you definitely probably don't want to tell your employees that because they probably won't come in at all.
Well, this is basically a second. second source of information where it's been referenced in terms of, you know, 3 months or 12 weeks.
See that?
Yeah.
Right.
So, now, that's not to create fear. That's just to be aware of what's going on. Because if it starts, you know, and they've predicted it, they caused it.
That's right. And Don, what you're doing is not fear. It is definitely a warning shot, raising up the warning flag to everybody listening. That's all you're doing, and that's what I'm doing. Clearly, they plan on this. And it wasn't too long ago, Don, that that Baxter company sent out all their pharmaceuticals that had in their ingredients the avian flu, right? Done?
Yeah, that hit the news several weeks ago. That came out.
Yes, and so clearly, they're the ones making this happen. And how could, like we covered in the past with that IBM document for upper level management, how could an unprecedented new disease be already having established patterns when it hasn't even really struck yet? So they already can predict it's going to come in 3 12-week cycles.
Well, that means they've been experimenting on people, haven't they?
You bet. That means they've been working on this one for quite some time, and they've got it all figured out. Now, maybe a year ago, I was sharing this information with a friend here in this area, and shortly later, he calls me up and says, I got something for you. He dropped it off. It was a letter from our county's Board of Health sent to his mom regarding a bird flu pandemic and taking precautionary measures, as well as if anybody's infected, what's, you know, being quarantined and all that kind of stuff was mentioned. So, as far as I know, I don't know of maybe anybody else getting that. Did that come out prematurely? It slipped out in the mail? I'm suspecting that. And so, our government is behind all this. It's obvious. What else can we say? They're doing all this. They're sending out information on it in advance. And if it's from nature and unprecedented, they wouldn't be able to send out information in advance.
Yeah.
So they're behind it all. That's clear as all could be.
Yeah, of course. And then, again, I mentioned the second report that basically confirms what you said. And it was of a different, somewhat different nature, you know. As I mentioned, it was in reference to them bringing troops in. I heard the number 80,000 referenced. How they come to that conclusion, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So they're planning on doing this in a particular area or in a few areas to test market it, you know.
Absolutely. They'll start it off in isolated pockets and keep it under their control as best they can and exploit it for all they can. And then hopefully, I'm sure they're hoping that it's going to spread all around. And that way their pandemic can take root. But first thing I'd like to say, doesn't matter what they throw at you. If it's an infection, my infection killer will stop it dead in its tracks. Stuff is impeccable. I'm very lucky that I have that in my possession. And even with these mental issues, which are tied in with the nervous system, like you aptly pointed out, Don, my system toner herbal formula will address that and take care of that. People on my system toner formula don't have issues like that because it's the ultimate body toner working on every gland, every organ, the nervous system, the bone system, the entire blood system. It's working with everything in the body, tuning, cleaning, tuning it up, getting it back to peak metabolic activity. And so even though we're being bombarded by the devils with their black magic technologies of death and misery and suffering, that's what they're all about. Nonetheless, the Lord lives on. Nobody's better than him. He's the source of all goodness, and through him and his creation, we're protected. So as long as we live close to the Lord and His creation, which is Mother Nature, keep your body like a temple. Don't put the foods of devils into your body temple. Only put the foods of God Almighty into your body temple.
So you want to stay away from devil's food cake, is what you're saying.
Yes, even that one, I'm sure. And unless it's homemade devil's cake.
Oh, there's people out there going, oh, no, not that.
Well, just make it at home with wholesome ingredients so there's no artificial stuff in there and enjoy your cake. I don't have a problem with that once in a blue moon, having a cake, but just make sure it's clean. No junk, no poisons.
Yeah,
good
you
quality
know,
sugar.
There are so many people that that eat prepackaged foods for one thing.
Laboratory.
I mean, you know, meals cooked in a bag or in a box or
and
in
a microwave, right?
Yeah, microwave or well, there are some exceptions. There are some frozen foods that you can pop on a cookie sheet or something and throw it in the oven, and in 10, 15 minutes, you know, you have some munchies, we'll say, you know, not
it's
necessarily
dinner.
Yeah. And you know, how many people do you think are really looking at the ingredients that go in these foods?
Not enough.
There may be some good ones, but you're not really going to find organic microwave food, you know.
No.
I mean, you can take anything that's organic and put it in the microwave, but you're going to kill all the nutrients in it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, why anyone would want to do that, I don't know. Yet, you know, there are so many foods that have to be prepared in a microwave environment. So,
Don, unfortunately, the average person out there doesn't listen to shows like yours, and they don't know. And there's no warning label on the microwave oven yet stating your food that you place in this could be total, the nutrition content could be totally destroyed by heating it up in this contraption.
Oh,
that
yeah.
should be on those.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the issue of eating it, and you know, it's not like when the microwave shuts off that the waves stop moving through the food. The food
right.
actually is still cooking, and you eat that food on some level. If that microwave energy hasn't dissipated, and you know, a good mm-hmm. question would be, to what extent does it dissipate? Is it just an indication of heat? And what is going on in the body if you're consuming that and it's still heating? You
sure,
know?
It's you know, Don, it's a good point, and I would expect that there's probably microwave residuals in the water content of the food because that's how it's functioning.
Uh huh.
Just heating up the moisture content in that food. That's what it's hitting, and so yeah. As long as it's warm or hot, I imagine there's microwave residuals in that water content.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, a microwave, for instance, if you have a cup or a glass that's microwavable and it gets wet on the outside, the surface of the glass or cup will get very, very hot
mm-hmm.
on the outside. It's an action that does go through the water. It's not actually heating up the cup. It's heating up the contents of the cup.
Just the moisture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just the water.
And so I know that's something that you can, that doesn't happen if the cup or glass doesn't get wet on the outside.
So the bottom line is you don't want a microwave. It's not healthy at all. It's not worth it. Get
yeah.
rid of them.
Yeah, and it may seem like a convenience, and
that's how they get you.
Yeah, I would ask the rhetorical question, how convenient is it to be killing yourself? You know?
That's right, Dan. That's right. It's worth taking your time for proper food preparation so that you don't suffer any negative consequences down the road from that activity. And, of course, again, God's foods really don't require that much cooking. I mean, in the wintertime, you have to cook. But in the summer, when you have summer foods, there's really little cooking necessary. Just enjoy that ripened fruit and vegetable juices and indulge on that in the proper combinations and just feel that life force surge into your body temple.
Mm-hmm. Now, and go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, then enjoy it because it makes you just feel great.
Yeah, I was going to allude to the fact that one of the things that somebody who's feeling those aches and pains, you know, because things are out of balance and the energy's not flowing through them mm-hmm. properly, there's some aspects of their being that really are cutting off or blocked from having that energy flow through them.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when one's not just immune system, but general, whole entire physical being is more balanced, a lot of the aches and pains go away of their mm-hmm. own accord.
Yes.
Of their own accord. It's really, you know, pain is the body's way of saying there's something wrong.
It's trying to get your attention.
Yeah. And what people generally do is take things to mask the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And those are, of course, pharmaceuticals, unless they're following a holistic approach, because there are natural painkillers.
Yes.
Out there, you know.
That's right.
You know, but listening to music can be a painkiller. So.
Absolutely, no question about it. And the bottom line, though, is that the body, when it has pain, is definitely telling you that it's looking for something quick. It needs something quick to fix a problem. And if you just give it what it's looking for, you won't have to take a painkiller, because that nutritional substance will make the pain go away, simply because now it has what it needs to fix the problem that it was addressing. Could be an injury. Most of the time, it's injury-related with the pain. Most of the time, but hey, could be just a real bad stomach. Real bad sick stomach, and it's hurting. And all of that is chemistry-related, looking for a proper balancing of pH or nutrition, and that's all accomplished through nutrition, specifically key minerals, then vitamins, enzymes, aminos, whole sugars, but primarily it's always key minerals.
Mm-hmm. Now, you and I, on a few shows back, we got into a short discussion about your beautiful hair formula, and mm-hmm. and some of the other new products that you had come out. Do you want to talk about those a little bit? What kind of feedback you're getting from people
regarding on the hair formula?
Yeah, like the hair formula, and I think you had mentioned you were developing a couple of other formulas.
No, the hair formula, what I mentioned down was that my hair formula was my most recent invention.
Okay.
It came last. After tackling all the other more important problems of health, infections, or with the infection killer, or any kind of injury, then the rapid heal, or just general maintenance and prevention, the system toner, and then cancer blaster for all cancers, lung formula for serious lung issues like asthmatics and arthritis for serious arthritis situations, conditions where people are in pain constantly. So after tackling all that and having all those formulas perfected where they deliver results very, very quickly, within hours, within a day or two, then the last, and no questioning about it, the most difficult, I mean, infections, easy. To me, infections were easy, bacteria, fungal, viral, parasitic, all easy. The infection killer cleans it all up. Same with injuries, rapid heal. That, to me, was all relatively easy compared to trying to get hair to manifest on a totally bald head that had no hair for over two decades. And so that was the ultimate challenge. And so the hair formula was my most recent one. It's about 4 years old. I perfected it 3 years ago, where the results will be astounding. And so that's what I was referring to. Now, the hair formula is great, not just, it's considered more of a cosmetic thing, even though you could consider the system toner, the cancer blaster cosmetic, because, and the rabbit eel as well, but mainly the system toner or the cancer blaster, because it has a nice therapeutic effect on the skin as well, and it gives it a nice glow, a nice clean look with a nice healthy glow and complexion. And so that's a nice cosmetic effect. System toner actually makes you younger. I've had I'm not exaggerating. Every female that had their menopause that stayed on system toner for fixing other problems had their menopause reversed, and they had their monthly cycles activated again. And so a lot of women,
and they're cursing you ever since. No, I'm kidding.
Like, I don't want that. No. And I say, think about it. Think about what it's doing. You're getting younger. Your sexual glands have gotten younger. That's all it can mean. It can't mean anything else. And so the system toner is a rejuvenator, and I love it for that. And so therefore, as a rejuvenator, it has a great overall cosmetic effect because you're getting younger, and it's going to manifest externally. You don't need the facelifts, the makeup, or nothing. This will do it all inwardly and give you the outward youthful look that everybody is paying big bucks trying to get through means that is not proper.
Uh-huh.
But the hair formula would be really cosmetic all the way, because it will make your hair healthy and young looking, and restore the natural color as well if you're gray, and it even grows it back. And hair, more than anything, you know, it's the crown on the top of the head. When you have a nice full head of hair, everybody looks their best. If you don't, you just don't look your best. It's impossible. And so it's really a cosmetic thing, but still so important for the body temple and for one's sense of well-being overall.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another product that we don't really talk about much. You have a great tea. And I can tell when I've gotten a package, because I can smell it in the mailbox. You know?
Yes, and nice, fresh. Healthy smell.
Yeah, exactly. I've given it to people. For instance, we could be doing a session and somebody's really stressed out, and they'll say, can I get a cup of coffee? And I'll tell them, I got something better. Let me make you a cup of tea. Oh, I don't drink tea. No, you got to try this. Okay, so they're amazed, you know.
Yes, sir.
They're amazed at
how fast.
Yeah, how fast they are again focused and a bit energetic, you know, awake and alert and lucid, and they're able to go back to tapping into their creativity right away.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Don. The herbal tea is a sleeper. I usually don't mention it much, but it is fantastic and a favorite amongst many. When you really want to appreciate that tea as well, besides being sick and drinking it and seeing how fast it restores you, because I designed the tea primarily for a sick stomach, because the stomach is the key to our health. It's the center. And so when somebody has an issue and they need a formula, but their digestion isn't working well, then the formula can't do much for them to get to that problem somewhere else in the body. And so I need to get the stomach, the digestive system, working quickly, and the tea does that. People are always amazed when they say, Mike, I got a sick stomach, I can't take anything. I say, drink a little bit of this tea. And within 5 minutes, they always say, I can't get over it. I feel great. And the tea is so reviving. It's a tonic. It's another tonic, unlike the system toner. It complements everything. It's not mimicking the formula. The formulation on a tea is not exact to anything else, and of my other product line, but on a hot summer day, you're parched, dry as a bone. You need something to drink quick, cold. Go to the tea, drink it nice and cold. Have 6 ounces of it, and you will be totally refreshed head to toe within 1 minute after drinking it. It's amazing. And all my friends, when they're over during the summer and I break out the tea, that's all you hear. The same thing I just said. Everybody can't get over how refreshing it is. It just revives you so quick. It's mint-based, and it tastes very good. It's delicious. But it's a very unique formulation. And there's nothing like it, I don't think, around either, that I'm aware of, that anybody's come up with a formula like this one. It tastes great, but the powerful effects on the body,
mm-hmm.
Got to drink it to see it.
Well, it's intense. It's intense, but it's positive. So I wanted to mention that. And my favorite is the dragon juice.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I drank it, within a minute or so, I could tell a change. And within 5 minutes, I was back to writing and researching 100 miles an hour and not being affected by it, you know.
Sure.
You hit brick walls all the time when you're doing research, and you have to figure out, you know, what path you have to take. And it can be very frustrating, you know. It just assists in maintaining a real even-keeled mood, you know.
Yes, it does, Don. The dragon juice is the favorite because it tastes so good. And, again, it's a unique flavor, but it's candy. And that formulation was to provide the body with all the nourishment it's looking for, with all the minerals, the vitamins, the enzymes, the whole sugars and the aminos, and every trace element, all the phytochemicals, bioflavonoids, all that stuff. It's all in that, but I'm not using any supplements. It's all from foods, natural
mm-hmm.
foods that are rich in these various nutrients. And I combined it all, and it's a powerhouse. I basically say that I use the dragon juice to resurrect the dead, and it does it.
Yeah.
It literally does. And I can't live without it. I definitely live on that stuff all year round. And it's a favorite with everybody that discovered it, no question about it. And I'm really lucky. Now, originally, I was going to call it Dragon Slayer juice, but I thought the name was just a bit too long, too much. And so I condensed it down to dragon juice. And my rationale for that approach was because I was raised like a knight when I was a young kid by the Lord, and I followed Michael the Archangel's instructions on growing up like a knight. I did all my studies and started off from scratch, and they restored me over time. By the time I became an adult, I was restored back to my high-level knighthood where I left off. And from that point on, I was tackling various missions that the Lord would assign to me, and I got to the point where I got so efficient that you get to the point where the ultimate knights done, they're dragon slayers. That's what they do. That was their mission, go out and slay dragons. And there were dragons. It's not a myth. Loch Ness Monster. The knights of Camelot, they used to go up to Scotland in the lochs after... During the 30-year reign of the peace and the mini golden age that King Arthur established, and everything was perfect for a little while, so the knights were bored, but these dragons were harassing certain areas, and so the knights were sent out on those missions to slay those dragons. That's all fact. And so you need superpower to slay a dragon. You got to have superpower. And so the dragon juice gives you that power. You can slay dragons on it. You'll be so powerful, so strong. It's incredible. And then, though, I'm at the point where with the dragon juice, I used to have a real nice logo. And I couldn't get the labels anymore, but I got to get it going again because it's a muscular dragon, breathing fire. And the text says, rekindles the fire within. That's what the juice does, gets the fire within going quickly. And that's why I say I can resurrect the dead with it. And so I got to the point where it's like, well, you don't need to slay those kind of dragons anymore. I contain them and wrap them around my finger. They're creatures, the good ones are the creatures of God. I contain them and wrap them around my finger. The real dragons we got to slay now are these communists that have infiltrated our government and trying to destroy our country and reduce us to just another banana republic, third world type country. And that's the real dragon from the fallen angels. And everybody needs to stay powerful so that we can stay as a cohesive unit in this country as American people. And when they try to get us, we'll crush them. We'll squish them right under our feet.
And then we'll drink some dragon juice.
In toast to our success.
Well, Michael,
thank the Lord for it.
Yes. We're out of time, unfortunately. You're going to be on again, though, this month. So,
great
in fact,
time.
I think you're on a couple more times.
Beautiful.
So I'm looking forward to that. And if anyone wants to check out Michael Anthony's private stock, by all means, go to my website, directlightproductions.com. Click on sponsors, and you'll see Michael Anthony there. Click on his name from the index page, and it'll take you to where you can check out the products and get in touch with him as well.
Thank
Michael,
you.
Thanks for being on the show. I look forward to the next time. Time to say goodnight to our listening audience now. Okay. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and our special guest, Michael Anthony. He will be back, so be sure to stay tuned to the upcoming schedule. That's also on the website under radio schedule. Special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick on the sound, and most of all you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join us again tomorrow night with Mr. Ken Adachi. In the meantime, I wish you a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.